first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores shares his resolution to prevent future pandemics.
As the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine proceeds, there is finally light at the end of the tunnel. We can see a post-pandemic future where we can go out to concerts, bars, and restaurants again and safely congregate with our families for the holidays. This is something to celebrate. But we must not forget how we got here in the first place. COVID began in a wet market in China, where a disease from a captured animal jumped to a human. We were actually fortunate that the disease wasn't even deadlier. Avian and swine flus could transmit much quicker and kill many more people if they ever jumped from our factory farms to humans. So instead of playing Russian roulette with our food supply, it's time that we stop eating animals. This is not a radical proposition. It's science. If we continue to base our food supply on factory farming, in which billions of animals are tortured so that we can eat bacon and cheeseburgers, we are guaranteed to have a much worse pandemic in the coming decades. It's not an if, but a when. And as miraculous as the COVID-19 vaccine is, it too required torturing an untold number of highly sentient animals. In the modern world, we torture and kill animals for food, which leads to pandemics, and then we torture and kill them in the search for the cure. This grotesque cycle is not only immoral, but suicidal. So make your one resolution for 2021 to move to a plant-based diet. With the amazing array of products now available and thousands of incredibly delicious recipes freely available on the internet, it's easy. You'll enjoy greater health, clean conscience, and contribute to a pandemic-free future.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.